90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City, Community Radio. Streaming online at www.kkfi.org.
The views and opinions of this program are those of its host and guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of 90.1 FM, KKFI, Midcoast Radio Project, or its staff and volunteers.
You tuned to 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. This is Urban Connections. I'm your host, Donna Morrow Wolf, joined in studio today by several concerned citizens, volunteers like myself here at 90.1 FM, KKFI. We've got Barry Jackson. We've got Victoria Chase. And we have Joe Jackson. KKFI is a 100,000-watt community radio station funded by the people, for the people, and existing to be a place alternative to mainstream media where the people's voices, who generally don't get to be heard, can be heard. To me, it's like a 100,000-watt community megaphone, and we seek on Urban Connections to reflect the voices of the people and the current issues that are concerning the people. We have officially entered into the Donald Trump era. He has been inaugurated as president of these United States. That occurred in Washington, D.C. Yesterday, and already he has signed executive orders rolling back items put in place prior to his ascendance to the presidency that were designed to support and protect the people. Sorry about that, Barry. I'm turning your headphones down. So we just wanted to have a discussion about that today. We have been doing a series on how to buy a house, and there has already been an executive order signed by Donald Trump that will that's an obstacle that will impede the progress of some people of lower income status who seek to participate in the so-called American dream of home ownership. So would you speak to that executive order, Joe Jackson?
It's not an obstacle, it's a barrier at this point. 1 hour after taking over, he suspends the HUD FHA mortgage insurance rate cut. President Obama, in his waning days of his presidency, had cut the mortgage insurance rate premium requirement that would have saved people, in some cases, hundreds of thousands of dollars per year. And effective yesterday, I was with some real estate brokers this morning and some people who were going to be helping us on the February 4th event. They were scrambling because this executive order takes full effect next week. So people who were scheduled to close for a house now may not be able to have that house because it may cut them out of their debt-to-income ratio limits. So the bad part about that is if people right now are buying, the market's so fast that they're buying houses before their house actually sells, so it could be a ripple effect. It could cause people who bought houses to lose those, and those people who are trying to upgrade to lose those, and those people who put down those deposits, the sellers could turn around and say, well, you weren't qualified to buy my house, so I'm going to take your money and use it as liquidated damages. This is unprecedented.
Last week, the outgoing Housing and Urban Development Secretary Julian Castro said that Federal Housing Administration, the FHA, would cut its fees on mortgage insurance starting January 27th. Now, the FHA backs mortgages for home buyers who have less than perfect credit, correct, Joe?
Correct.
With credit, less than perfect credit scores, or who can only afford to put down small down payments. And about one in five mortgages is backed by the FHA. The program is particularly popular with low-income and first-time home buyers. So are you aware of any remedies? You said you were talking to brokers and things like that this morning. Have they had a chance to come up with anything that could mitigate this move?
They're scrambling right now to find out how it's going to impact, because there are people who are already qualified, and as of right now, they're trying to get those people who are qualified before it closes, before it becomes effective on the 27th, because people who are now haven't qualified, they won't be able to buy as much house. So that's what it's going to break down to. So you're going to have some people who were trying to get a $200,000 house with this requirement now that would have saved people anywhere between $500 a year and in some cases $1,500 a year. It's going to be difficult. And you look at a place like California where people are putting down low down payments, but houses are $600,000-$700,000, and you may have to come up with more of a down payment. So if you say you get a $600,000 house, you're putting down 5%, that's $50,000. You may need now to put down 10%, so you have to come up with this other $50,000, or you're going to end up paying more per year for the insurance.
Easier said than done. On Friday, HUD, the Housing and Urban Development Organization, Department, branch of our government, it administers the FHA program, and it said this reduction was suspended indefinitely. Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says he's denouncing Trump's move, and he says that an hour after talking about helping working people and ending the cabal in Washington that hurts people, this regulation has been signed that makes it more expensive for new homeowners to buy mortgages. Now, take heart, because Ben Carson, who has been nominated to lead HUD by the Trump administration, he says, he told the Senate committee last week that he would, quote, really examine the interest rate cut.
Now, the question I have is, and as I was talking to realtors and mortgage brokers this morning, you wouldn't go to a physician if you needed to build an apartment complex or apartment building. So what is the qualification that Ben Carson has? He's a neurosurgeon. Neurosurgeon, and he's never built one apartment complex. He's never did anything with housing. And from growing up and some of the things in his background, his family was a beneficiary of a lot of these programs that in some cases now will become barriers and keep people permanently renting and unable to reach the American dream.
Okay, I have gone on WhiteHouse.gov because I was interested in knowing what all of the presidential actions have taken place so far. WhiteHouse.gov. The Trump White House has now got its issues and information in place. And I clicked on the link that says presidential actions. It includes executive orders, presidential memoranda, and proclamations. And it's all blank. So they're a little bit behind on posting what executive orders have been signed so far. But to date, we have been able to determine that action has been taken on ending or changing the Affordable Care Act, and also known as Obamacare, and also this action putting up an obstacle to home ownership for low-income people. We have Victoria Chase in the studio with us here today. Victoria, you had somebody on the ground in D.C. who's going to call us in from the Women's March. What happened?
Well, due to the massive crowd that's in D.C., it's hard to get through to her at the moment.
Okay.
So I text and I'm reaching out to her via Facebook, so hopefully she'll at some point call in before the show's over. She's very excited to tell you as to what happened on the ground. They arrived this morning, so just waiting to hear.
Okay. The Women's March was televised on C-SPAN, I know, and on MSNBC. I'm not aware of what the other networks did, but we'd like to hear what our community has to say about it and share their impression of what went on today in Washington, D.C. The number to call is 816-931-5534, 816-931-KKFI. Barry Jackson.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was going to say, I know that the cable news networks did, well, at least not just MSNBC, but CNN as well, kept up with and had, you know, kept up with what was going on there, maintained some cameras there, not only there, but in other cities around the country. And I think they also said in London and in Paris there were marches in support of the today's action. I do know that CNN got thrown for a loop today because one of the speakers at the march, Madonna, had a few things to say and used some fairly colorful language, and they weren't sure what to do with that. CNN wasn't. Oh. But they,
they
of course,
broadcast it on C-SPAN.
Yeah.
Straight up.
So, you know.
Okay. Give us a call at 816-931-5534, 816-931-KKFI, and let your voice be heard. Joe?
I had was sitting with some friends yesterday who wanted to watch the inauguration, which was difficult. But as I listened to his speech, and I'm like, he just quoted the villain in Batman.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? He quoted, in The Dark Knight Rises, the last part of his speech, Donald Trump quoted Bane out of Batman, and I said, that is an omen to what is getting ready to go on for the next 4 years when you quote a villain in a movie.
So, going forward, for people who are concerned about the status of our presidential situation here, lots of organizations have been illustrating or detailing how one may take action, protest, marches, all of that kind of thing, garner people and gather them together in one space. But the question is, what to do next? Individuals like Michael Moore, people like the organization Indivisible, why is everybody pointing? Let me answer the call. We have a caller coming in, and everybody started pointing at me. So, caller, are you there? Everybody started pointing. What is she saying? She put it on line one?
Sure, I put it on line one.
Oh, okay. That means I probably hung up on him.
Yep.
All right. Caller?
Guess not.
Caller? Give us a transfer it again, please, Amy, if you can. I'm not used to other people operating the telephone, so I probably hung up on the individual. Amy answered the call in the other on-air studio,
and she transferred it. Okay. I was doing that to her for the Every Woman Show.
Oh, really?
There were so many callers that overloaded the system.
Okay. Caller, are you there?
Yes, George calling from north of the river.
George.
I'll tell you what folks can do. They can continue to support stations like KKKFI because without it we wouldn't have some of the programming music and the news, the Democracy Now! and your program. So one thing people can do is continue and to spread the word about our community radio station because it is a voice and a beacon of the wilderness here in the Midwest. So that's all I'll say, and thanks for letting me get on and talk. Bye-bye.
Thanks, George. Our next caller's on the line. Caller, are you there? Caller, are you there? Okay, can you redo that one, Amy? I'll try it again. They're not there. It looks like they're there, but they're not there. Okay.
You know, listening to his speech, it was...
Maybe they're there now. Caller, are you there? Try again. 816-931-5534. 816-931-KKFI. Joe?
In listening to his speech, some of the things he said, I was going to get working mothers off of welfare, and he was going to help improve the nation, and his first act was one that really damage the nation and a lot of people who would be able to buy homes. You know, how do you... One of the things he's proposed is to cut the income tax from... Right now we have seven categories down to three, and one of the categories he wants to cut out is head household, which is going to impact a lot of single mothers out there and take away their ability. But those who are in the top 1% would take home an extra $1 million a year. And it's already been proven that his tax cut is going to squeeze the middle class, and some of the people in the middle class will see a tax increase, not a tax decrease. So, and then he wants to cut out the ability to itemize deductions. So a lot of people, when that particularly happens, will even hurt them further. And with the, he wants to take away the personal exemption. So now that means even people in lower income tax categories will end up paying more money.
Maybe that's, I think perhaps that's a desired result. Caller, are you on the line?
I'm on the line.
Right. You're on the air at 90.1 FM. Please tell us your name and what part of town you're calling from.
My name is Madeline. I'm in the Kansas City metro area.
And your comment or question?
Well, my comment is I'd like to say hello to all your youth and having this program, and we're grateful for what you're doing, you know, that you're letting us call in. And I'd like to say I'm a Trump supporter. I'm a Christian. And I believe the Bible says you shouldn't clamor. I don't approve of what they're doing, really. You know, like protesting stuff. The Bible is against that.
May I ask you a question?
I am a supporter.
Yes.
And I don't agree with what they're having or anything like that. But, you know, I think that a lot of people that, like minorities and stuff, have done some hideous crimes, a lot worse than Trump being elected. But I just pray for God's will about everything. But I am a Trump supporter.
Okay, may I ask you a question?
Yes.
Did you feel the same way during the inauguration the last two times of President Obama when there were massive protests regarding his presidency? Did you feel the same way about those protests?
Well, I'm a little older now. I'm a senior citizen, and I was working and involved in other things, but now I have a time, you know, I really paid attention to this election. I paid attention to all of them, but now I have more time, and I've heard some things, and you know, there's just been a lot of things going on about this attracting my attention.
Mm-hmm.
I am a Trump supporter, and I don't agree with all the clamor and protesting, but, you know, I pray for God's will about everything.
Okay, how do you feel about the First Amendment of the United States Constitution, the right to assemble?
Well, I'm sorry. I believe in all the amendments. I believe in the United States, all the amendments that were passed. You know, I believe in all the amendments. But I am a Christian, and I don't agree with the clamor, and I am a Trump supporter. And, you know, I thank you that you took the time to have me on the program.
Absolutely. Thanks for calling in. 816-931-5534. 816-931-KKFI. Do I have another call on two? Okay, Amy is answering the phone in there on the on-air studio. Anyone in here have a comment?
It's incredible to think that, you know, you say you believe in the freedom to assemble and freedom of speech, but you just at this point in time got involved and engaged, and it's because the critical time of this particular event and how it's going to impact our not only our community but our nation. But, you know, you say earlier, I didn't have time and I didn't get involved and didn't get engaged. So, you know, that there are a lot of people out there who are giving their time, they're giving their talents, and they're giving their financing, you know, to get people involved and engaged every day.
Well, point blank is what you've got Trump supporters who are basically saying, we don't want to see you all speak your mind about anything. It was okay for us to do it for 8 years. Marching down the street with firearms, those picket signs with all the misspelled words. You had the people burning Barack Obama in effigy, hanging him. You know, it was okay to do that. It was okay to make all kind of nasty comments about his wife and family. But now that Trump has been elected, now it's time for you to be quiet. You know, and you should march in lockstep with us, no matter what he does. I find that outright hypocritical.
Okay. We're going to have to take a break. We've got a couple of spots to run. But when we come back, we'll continue our discussion here today on Urban Connections at 90.1 FM. This is Donna Wolf, your host. We have in studio KKFI volunteers Barry Jackson, Victoria Chase, and Joe Jackson. We're talking about the inauguration and the Women's March on Washington that occurred today. Stay tuned. We'll be back after these messages.
Change your existing coverage? Plans are changing, so make sure your coverage meets your family's needs. Not sure where to start? Trained counselors can help you compare plans and see if you're eligible for financial assistance. The deadline to sign up for 2017 coverage is January 31st. Need help? You can contact United Way by telephone at 211 or visit coverkc.org.
On Friday, January 27th, KKFI Public Affairs Programmers presents Amplifying Community Voices, a panel forum and general discussion on the most important issues of the day, such as immigration, workers and union rights, racism, women's rights, people of color, and many more. We'll ask, what are the issues? Why should we care? How can we better educate ourselves? Join us Friday, January 27th, 7 p.m. at IBEW Local 124, 301 East 103rd Terrace in Kansas City, Missouri. Details and tickets at kkfi.org/events.
.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio, Urban Connections with your host, Donald Wolf. Our in-studio guests today are all KKFI volunteers, including Barry Jackson, who hosts the Fusion Funkmeister program on Tuesdays at one time, Barry, 10 to noon.
10 a.m. to noon.
10 a.m.
Yeah.
to noon here on KKFI. We have longtime volunteer and activist Victoria Chase, and we have longtime volunteer and co-host of Urban Connections, Joe Jackson, in studio. The discussion we've been having today is about the inauguration of Donald Trump, his ascendancy to the presidency of the United States, and the Women's March that took place in Washington, D.C. today, about 500,000 folks strong. Victoria?
I just want to go back to your previous caller, if you don't mind, for a minute. And she says she is a Trump supporter, but also a Christian. To me, that's a little hypocritical. Because of all the hate that Trump spewed for over a year, it seemed like Christian and Trump does not need to go in the same sentence or should, due to what the things he used to say and how he used to act and what he plans to do. I just made my hair rise a little bit.
I want to talk about your experience today, Victoria, if you will. And I think it's something that a lot of people that I know, a lot of people who look like me have been experiencing. I'm a woman of color, a black woman. I have long natural hair, so I am not easily mistaken as anything other than a so-called minority. And at some point during this campaign, this presidential campaign, I started to notice this trending shifts in attitudes. In places of business, among co-workers sometimes, in all sorts of different types of venues, but especially when I would be, like, out shopping. And people suddenly seemed to be, like, rude. And either rude and intrusive or just downright hostile. And I was reminded of that when you called me this afternoon, Victoria. And you were really, really upset. You were very, very angry, angry to the point of tears. Would you mind sharing your experience? And maybe some of the Trump supporters who are listening will take heart. We seem to have a crisis of empathy and a crisis of compassion in our society, in our American society. And because we lack empathy, because we lack compassion, and because these baser passions have been inflamed subtly, I'm talking dog whistle type inflammation, dog whistle type language and rhetoric, I think that some people who might not be as strong as they think they are have succumbed to it, and they feel empowered, and they feel, to me, to have some sense of a righteousness about their hatred, or some sense of justification. They seem to feel more empowered. So would you speak to that and share your experience with us, if you will?
Well, I mean, it goes back. This drip started going back when Obama first announced his candidacy for president. I began to notice it then. And folks back then thought it would go away, but it didn't. It was pushed under the rug. Then we began to see police shootings over and over and over. And all that began to take place. Donald Trump starting the birther conspiracy 5-6 years ago. So all of that played a part. And there are so many other things that played a part that we don't have time to get into. But this is where we're at right now. And to me, it's I hate to use this word, but it's beginning to be that way to a lot of people from folks who call me. It's like a war out there. So to talk a little bit about what happened today, I had pulled into the gas station, and a young girl, less than 25, who was pregnant, had her head down, I guess, counting money, and she was coming out, and I was pulling in, and I really didn't. I had turned my head for a quick second, and I almost hit her. And so her boyfriend, he said it was her boyfriend, immediately gets out the car with a bat.
You mean baseball bat?
A baseball bat.
Okay.
And so he begins to say things to me. I begin to say things to him, very strong language, because I'm not afraid of anyone. I don't fear any human being. And it went back and forth, and he started to use the N-word, which I was expecting that, you know, typical. So I was ready to commence me laying hands on him. And I don't mean in a holy way.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it was very loud, combative, fouling, back and forth. So he gets in his car, and then he backs up and pulls his car up to mine as if he was going to hit it. And again, I was just ready, but I've been telling my friends and everyone to be on guard, you know, because this is where we're at now. And I have seen reports right after the inauguration of gun sales going up in minority communities, and I am not against that.
Okay.
So, yeah, it was very upsetting.
Yeah, you were.
And I'm more angry. I don't cry because I'm weak or anything. I was crying because I was angry. Because if that's what is going to happen, then, you know, that's what's going to happen.
Okay. Thanks for sharing. I know that was difficult, Victoria. Thanks for sharing. Joe?
His actions could have been seen as a threat to her.
Yes.
And under Missouri law that took effect January 1st, he got out the car with a weapon, which is a bat.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not required now to have a permit for concealed and carry weapons. So he came at her with a bat and a car, which are two weapons.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what would the charge have been had she discharged a weapon in his direction? Because he had a bat and he got into his car, so he made two threatening gestures. You know, part of the bill now is stand your ground. It used to be you only had the castle doctrine at your home, but now you can stand your ground anywhere. How is that going to begin to impact things in the state of Missouri when people start standing the ground against acts of violence and other things that should not happen.
It goes both ways. We're going to have to take another break. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation here at Urban Connections at 90.1 FM. This is Donnie Wolf, your host. Our guests in studio today are Case KFI volunteers Barry Jackson, Victoria Chase, and Joe Jackson. And Amy Bell is in the second on-air studio to answer the phone. She says we've had shy callers calling in. The number to call with your comments after the break is 816-931-5534, 816-931-KKFI. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The second annual Kansas City Folk Festival is back Sunday, February 19th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. in the Westin Crown Center Hotel. This one-day, all-ages indoor event is for music lovers, families, and art appreciators looking for a summer festival vibe in the dead of winter. Supporting KKFI, Kansas City Folk Festival features an artisan market, children's programming, an Irish dance, a morning sing-along, as well as local, national, and international artists on multiple stages, including the KKFI stage featuring Gerald Trimble, IU, Orla DiBaldre, Ensemble Iberica, and bluesman Bobby Rush. Tickets and information about the February 19th Kansas City Folk Festival, kcfolkfest.org.
Father of Soul, James Brown. What we need is soul power. You tuned to 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. This is Urban Connections with your host, Donna Wolf, Joe Jackson, Victoria Chase, and Barry Jackson. KKFI volunteers are in studio, and we have a caller joining in our conversation discussing the inauguration of Donald Trump, the beginning of the Trump era, and the Women's March on Washington in reaction to that. Caller, are you there? Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you today?
I'm good. You're on the air at 90.1 FM, KKFI. Tell us your name and what part of town you're calling from.
This is Tony. I'm calling from the north side.
Yes, Tony.
This is a huge issue right
this
here.
Huge.
There needs to be a KKFI in every state, and we need to be linked together. The majority of the people voted for Hillary Clinton, not Donald Trump. And I think if there's pending investigations, which I'm concerned may be dropped because he has what they call a supermajority, which is control of the House, the Senate. If, I hope he screws up and appoints the wrong judge to the Supreme Court. But we have a megalomaniac with some kind of crazy ego that just thinks that if we keep feeding his ego, people are going to allow him to do whatever he wants. And as to the Christian lady that called, she may call herself a Christian, but there's nothing in the Bible that says that it's okay to hurt your brother. And that's exactly what Trump is going to do.
No.
I would venture to forecast that there is going to be additional wars in the Middle East because he wants to drop bombs over there. I also think that there is a Netanyahu connection, which nobody is really getting to, and there is also a Russian and United States mafia. So I'm going to start calling him Don Corleone Trump because I think he has definitely brought out the racist undertone issues that are in this country. Anytime you have, and there's been news articles of these kids in elementary and middle schools going around shouting, build the wall, you know, we want our country back. Those are all code words for the alt-right. And there's an article that I hope you and your listeners will read. It is, to me, it is the heart of the issues with the attitudes of this country that would put a fake gynecologist in the White House that believes it's okay to grope women, to get rid of Roe v. Wade, to get rid of the Civil Rights Act, to get rid of anything that's going to allow you to have constitutional rights, decent income, And when he said he was going to bring jobs back, he's not. There's no way jobs are coming back because those people are working for slave wages. Why would any company come back to the United States and want to pay minimum wage? So the whole thing was based on a false premises. There was no fact-checking going on. And so I suspect that talk radio and stations like KKFI are going to start cropping up. We need to bring back, I hope President Obama gets involved with organizing groups like Acorn, Occupy Wall Street. And the country needs to know that just because you're a Republican and you're putting in all your billionaire cronies and sycophants, that doesn't mean that the power of the people is not going to eventually start to go into things like civil rebellion.
Alrighty.
And if you're a Hispanic or African-American, you can start sending your message by just not by boycotting the military. Let Trump send his kids over there to fight the wars, but all them Congress people, and I guarantee you they will come back to the negotiating table
when
once this
fly.
Country starts a war, and they look around, and it's all their sons and daughters are going, including that Christian lady that just called, because it's
thank you.
20 million people that are going to lose health care, and I'll hang up and listen.
Thank
God
you so much.
You, God bless KKFI.
Aw, bless your heart. Thank you so much. We have another caller. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Thanks for holding on. Lots of people are calling in. So anybody who's got a comment or wants to make a statement, please hold on because we want to hear from as many people as possible. Go ahead, caller.
Hi. I want to make a point that I feel is important, a grassroots level point. I think it is important that people of privilege call out other people of privilege when they see things happening. Instead of running the other way or hiding your face, white people need to start calling out white people on the horrific acts that go on every day. We all see it, and people are too afraid to do it. But if white people don't start calling out other white people, it adds to the problem. And I think it's a grassroots thing that everybody can do, that's a moral character based effort.
Okay, Victoria.
Ma'am?
Yes.
Let me ask you, what are you doing to make sure that's being heard, that message is being heard? What are you doing in your community?
Well, today I went to the Women's March, but in general I have conversations with the white people that I am in contact with daily about why I feel it's important to call out other people and what I think is wrong and what steps you can take to make a difference. I try to start those conversations. Also, I think it's important to vote with your money. I am trying to spend my money at companies that do not support the agenda or the product or anything to do with Trump.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling in, and thanks for weighing in on the conversation. 816-931-5534. 816-931-KKFI. I would like to share some practical information from a website called indivisibleguide.com, because the question keeps arising, and please hold on, caller. The question keeps arising about what are we going to do? What actions can you take? Marching is fine, but what actions can you take? So from indivisibleguide.com, and this is a guide put together by people who worked for congressional leaders, and so they know what works, how to get the attention of people in Congress, and they sort of compiled this guide, and it makes sense to me. In this chapter, they describe the nuts and bolts of implementing 4 advocacy tactics to put pressure on your 3 members of Congress. Everybody's got 3 members of Congress. In your state, you have 2 senators, and you have a congressional, a member of the House of Representatives. So here's a few things that they say all local groups can do. Beginning with these 5 steps to gather information. Before anything else, you arm yourself with information necessary for all future advocacy activities. Number 1, they say, find your 3 members of Congress, their official websites, and their office contact info. There's a website called callmycongress.com. Everybody doesn't have internet access. If you need internet access, you can go to the public library. Perhaps you can call information on your telephone and say, what is my congressperson's telephone number? Or else ask a friend to help you with that. But first, find your three members of Congress. And their official websites and their office contact information is available at www.callmycongress.com. Number two, sign up on your Member of Congress's website to receive regular email updates, invites to local events and propaganda to understand what they are saying. Every Member of Congress has an e-newsletter. Number three, find out where your members of Congress stand on the issues of the day, where they stand on the appointment of people who may or may not be in agreement with your point of view. There is a website called votesmart.org where you can review the voting history of your member of Congress. There you can research their biggest campaign contributors. There's a website also where you can research your member of Congress's biggest campaign contributors. That's at opensecrets.org, opensecrets.org. You can also set up Google News alerts. You can also research Google News. And with those two tools, you can receive an email whenever your member of Congress is in the news. And you can also find out what your local reporters have written about your member of Congress. Having done that, you can show up at your member of Congress's office. You can create a group of friends. Michael Moore says get an emergency group of friends. And when you need to, when some critical issue is about to be passed in Congress, in your state legislature, you can show up at your member of Congress's office because they work for you. This will get their attention. They want to be reelected. And if they are aware that the constituency is aware, they will do what the constituency wants because they want to be re-elected. Joe Jackson, go.
We have a couple of things I want to mention. Last year during Black Friday, there were more guns sold than any other thing purchased. They sold so many weapons that it shut down the federal network that they were using to do background checks. Second, we all know that he has signed an executive order to repeal Obamacare, but folks, Obamacare and Affordable Care Act are the same thing. So people think we're going to repeal Obamacare.
Now y'all stop laughing.
There are a lot of people out there that don't know that.
There's people who don't know that.
That the Affordable Care Act is the legislation they're going to repeal that people call Obamacare. It's just called after Obama because he was the one that did it. So we have to understand that. One of the big provisions that they're going to take out of that act is birth control. Right now, women get free birth control, so essentially it's a way of limiting a woman's choice, and they are against that particular portion. Also, it's going to impact Missouri heavily because Missouri is one of the states that refused to do Medicare expansion, and with Governor Gresham's coming out saying that over the next 18 months, he has to cut almost $1 billion out of the Missouri budget. Folks, where is it going to come from?
All right.
And we've already taken $146 million out of health care, so it's definitely going to impact our situation. Last thing, to piggyback on what you said, the act cannot be changed without a vote of Congress. That's where the ability comes in for us to get to our House Senate people, to get to your congressional person, and let them know there are many petitions going on right now on change.org where people saying that they need this because the Affordable Care Act is the first true policy that covered pre-existing conditions.
Yeah.
And that's what people don't understand is that if you go to an insurance company and you've got a heart issue, then they're not going to cover that. The Affordable Care Act covers that.
And it also put got rid of the limits. I had people holding on so long they hung up. It also gets rid of the caps that insurance industries, companies put on the amount of care. We're losing calls because our system is overloaded. So we're going to clear all the lines and start all over again. 816-931-5534. 816-931-KKFI. Another thing that I wanted to talk about was, let me get back to that, whitehouse.gov website. And this is on the issues page now at whitehouse.gov. And this is the Trump administration, an America Energy First plan. It says, energy is an essential part of American life and a staple of the world economy. The Trump administration is committed to energy policies that lower costs for hardworking Americans and maximizes the use of American resources, freeing us from dependence on foreign oil. Newsflash, folks, we're not dependent on foreign oil anymore. No. But that's a different story. Okay. For too long, we have been held back by burdensome regulations on our energy industry. President Trump is committed to eliminating harmful and unnecessary policies. Let me say that again. President Trump is committed to eliminating harmful and unnecessary policies such as the Climate Action Plan and the Waters of the U.S. rule. Lifting these restrictions will greatly help American workers, increasing wages by more than $30 billion over the next 7 years. Well, let's take this next caller. Caller, are you there?
Yes.
You're on the air at 90.1 FM. Thank you so much for hanging on. We'd love to hear your comments, questions. What's your name and where are you calling from?
It don't matter my name nor where I'm calling from because I sort of go everywhere.
Okay.
I'm a traveling business, man, and I see everything from the dirt people living under the bridge to the rich driving the Bentleys, but I hear everybody talking about Trump, and if you're on your first day of your job, can anybody diagnose if you're good or you're bad for that job?
Well, President Trump has been campaigned for about 18 months, and he told us what his intentions were for that job. So I should think all of us have a pretty good idea of what he intends to do, to your point. Do you not know what he intends to do?
I know what he intends to do, and if he does what he intends to do, then our country will probably be in better shape than it has the 38 years I've lived.
Well, let me put it to you this way. As somebody who's been following Donald Trump for more than 40 years, I think pretty much back then I had an idea. You know, once he decided to get into the political realm, it was really like, oh, really? You know, because he made his, you know, you only get one chance to make a first impression. He made his more than 40 years ago.
All righty. Thank you for your call. 816-931-5534. 816-931-KKFI.
Well, we have to look at it like this. We have seen massive protest. We have seen his first act be an act that would place a huge barrier in front of people who are trying to achieve the American dream of buy a home.
In less than an hour.
Exactly. Within the first hour, mm-hmm. He is cutting insurance programs without even having a replacement program ready. So I think if I started off on my day one and I broke the computer, then I broke the copy machine, and then I went down and broke something else, I think you would kind of figure out that there's something wrong and I may not be a good fit.
Well, more importantly, during the interview, as far as I'm concerned, his interview started 40 years ago, letting us know who he was, what he was about. And I mean, that's, you know, so he may, again, that's why I say he made his impression back then, once he became part of the popular culture. Then once he, and he added to that with his, with the birther comments and, yeah. You know, allegedly sending investigators, you know, I don't have a problem with somebody who may oppose an elected official, but really to go to the point of questioning their, really questioning their very humanity, you know, to me that tells me all I need to know about you. You made your impression. You've done the interview already.
I would like to read a little more from the America First Energy Plan. The Trump administration will embrace the shale oil and gas revolution to bring jobs and prosperity to millions of Americans. We must take advantage of the estimated $50 trillion in untapped shale, oil, and natural gas reserves, especially those on federal lands that the American people own. We will use the revenues from energy production to rebuild our roads, schools, bridges, and public infrastructure. Less expensive energy will be a big boost to American agriculture as well. The Trump administration is committed to clean coal technology and to reviving America's coal industry. In addition to being good for our economy, boosting domestic energy production is in America's national security interest. Trump is committed to achieving energy independence from the OPEC cartel and any nations hostile to our interests. At the same time, we will work with our Gulf allies to develop a positive energy relationship as part of our anti-terrorism strategy. Lastly, wait a minute, our need for energy must go hand in hand with responsible stewardship of the environment. Protecting clean air and clean water, conserving our natural habitats, and preserving our natural reserves and resources will remain a high priority. President Trump will refocus the EPA on its essential mission of protecting our air and water.
I'd like to comment on that now. Just last year, we had a aftershock here in Kansas City that has been directly attributed to what is going on to the fracking movement. If you begin to look at what's going on up in South Dakota, we're having more earthquakes there because of how they get the oil out of the ground, which destabilizes that area in a region. So that is going to be a huge problem. And the protections that were signed into place were to prevent things that happened, like when we had the deep water offshore explosion that contaminated those oil wells. But
You mean the Gulf Coast
and injured many people. This is one thing that a lot of people may not know, and this is not fiction, this is fact. Donald Trump's father was convicted by the Housing and Urban Development of not renting to blacks. He had the people who worked for him to initial on your application whether you were black or not. And this was back in the mid-70s, and Donald Trump was highly involved in this particular situation where they turned around and they sued the Housing and Urban Development, but it was proven that they were essentially being biased in their particular rental obligations.
All right.
So this is things that he was involved in from
long
the ground
time
up.
Ago. Caller, you're on the air here at 90.1 FM. Quickly tell us your name and make your statement because you're going to have to go pretty soon.
I'll make it real quick. This is Anthony from the South Side, and I would like to recommend that you guys, there's an article, you can find it on the Internet. It's by Coach Greg Popovich, who is the coach of San Antonio Spurs. And he talks about, there's an article called We Are Wrong. Please look that article up because it really outlines a complete summary of why Trump should not be in the White House. I think once these other investigations come out, he may end up getting impeached anyway, and he really should. But also, the last thing I want to leave you with, people need to make posters that say, rather than we're going to make America great again, we're going to make America hate again, because there's so much hate that is going around. But it's really bringing out some issues that really, truly do need to be discussed. And I hope we can get honest information, investigative reporters. And lastly, I am volunteering with anyone. If you are a congressperson, senator that's coming up for re-election, let me know. I will be at your campaign office with bells on trying to help you get elected.
Consider running yourself. This is another thing. People who are concerned about our legislature, run for office. You have the right and the qualifications. The bar is pretty low. Let's take this last caller, and then we'll hear from you, Victoria. Caller, are you there?
Yeah, Brother Ron. How y'all doing?
Brother Ron, good to hear from you. We're good.
I just was, the breaking news is they just had a press conference, and Trump's new Spicer
I wanted to bring up the numbers yesterday for the inauguration.
Mm-hmm.
And now look at the worldwide. The whole thing is being televised worldwide. The revolution is being televised.
Yes, it is.
And they're denying it. And they want to argue about the numbers that were there for the inauguration yesterday.
Yeah.
And the other thing, the vice president, I think it's in Huffington, he's saying he's disappointed with the hundreds and thousands of husbands who let their wives go out.
Get out of town.
And protest.
Okay. All righty. Thanks, Brother Ron.
All right.
All right. Appreciate you. All right. Ah, that's going to do it for this session of Urban Connections with Toria.
I was just going to say, crowd size are wonderful. We believe in marching and all like that. But next year, midterms. Get out and vote. Do not only vote in presidential. Consider running for office.
I know good people. I know smart people who we'd be much better served if these types of people were in office as opposed to those who are not. So give that some thought.
And
Joe?
I just want to remind people that for those that are near the Linwood Shopping Center, there's going to be a redevelopment meeting this Tuesday, January 24th at 6 p.m. at the Morningstar Youth Center, which is located at 27th and Prospect. So it usually starts at 6 and gets over with at 7:30. But also, please go to Eventbrite and register, free registration for our event on Saturday, February 4th. We're going to have some great prizes. We've had an organization give us a Nest thermostat, which is valued at $250. Somebody's going to walk home with a $250 thermostat, and we've got about $100 worth of gift cards that people are going to walk out the door with, all free, just for showing up. You must be present to win.
All righty, and this is in connection with Urban Connections, continuing series on how to buy a home. Thank you so much for all of your calls. Citizens, do your duty. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour for Guess Who's Coming to Kansas City with MC Richardson.